North Lakes Endocrinology, Sarah speaking. Yeah. Okay, which doctor were you booked with?
What I'll do, so what I'll do, John.
Okay. Dr. Vishnu. Oh, yep, okay, I've got you there. Yep, 2:45 on the 16th, yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I guess that depends. So when was the last blood test done? Okay. he might, depending on what he wants to do with your treatment going forward. So let me just have a quick look and see. Let me just see there. So the last one looks like it was the 12th of September. I mean, look. Yeah, so that would depend. So had you had one previously to the one in September? Or was this the first one that you'd done? Okay. All right. So, look, you're more than welcome to. He may or may not request one on the day. It just really depends what he wants to do with your treatment. So he has obviously agreed to assess you. That doesn't guarantee that you're going to get TRT treatment. So they don't, you know, it's not like a case of you come in, he goes, yep, no worries, and hands you a prescription immediately. He really does like to investigate the root cause and try and find things out. So, yeah, so it depends. If you want to get another one done prior to, even if it's just a week before, so that then he can see, yep, this is exactly what's going on with your levels right now, then that will obviously make it a bit easier for him to look at treatment. And then likely he will want to see you in another, you know, couple of months or something, and then see what's happening with your treatment and get some more bloods then and see if anything's changed. So it wouldn't hurt, absolutely, because it'll be fresh and he can see exactly what's going on with your levels. Yeah. Oh, yep. Yep, so we have two different Medicare codes that we use. So you are allocated a time period for your new consult, which is about 45 minutes to an hour. So it really depends on how complex it is. So in the case of generally with most of our testo patients that come through, they're not super complex. So you'd probably be looking at the $390, which would give you a Medicare rebate of $152. Generally, the next one up is $490 and you get $265. That's if it's more complex, if you have multiple comorbidities going on, multiple health issues, and the doctor does spend a lot more time with you in that first consult, then you would be charged the $490. Testos are generally straightforward, but we do like to quote both so that the patients know, like, worst case, what they'd be up for would be $490, but you do get a decent Medicare rebate out of it. So, yeah, but you're likely to be the $390. Yep. Mm-hmm. So looking at your current level that we had in September, which is 10.1, no. So with the specialist involvement, they typically get involved in low testo levels when they are two consecutive levels of six and under. They are the Medicare guidelines set forward for you to be able to have your PBS prescription. So with your levels the way they are, you would likely not get the PBS, but he can still investigate. And then in that case, if you wish to go forward, he can write a letter to your GP and your GP can continue to prescribe you a private prescription for TRT if that's what he decides to put you on. And then you don't have to continue to pay specialist fees. I think it's around $100. I'm not 100% certain. For the full prescription. So if you're going and you're not covered by the PBS, I think it's around $100, but it also does depend what delivery method he gives you. So if it's an injection, if it's a gel or yes. So they're different diff yeah. I think so generally it would get you, so he would get you, I think usually it's probably like maybe up to 6 weeks worth of treatment. I'm not 100% sure. Please don't quote me on that. Yeah. Yeah, roughly, depending on your dosage as well. Yeah. Okay. No problem. Thanks, Anthony. Bye.